All right, Carla, the next item, please, time certain, 11:23.
Accept the quarterly technology oversight committee report from the chief administrative officer.
Colleagues, the Technology Oversight Committee provides citizen oversight on significant city technology projects, especially those with high risk or high cost. This gives us early and continued technology oversight by an independent 5-member committee for the purpose of increased transparency and accountability. TOC sends quarterly reports to the chief administrative officer, who then forwards the reports to City Council. The quarterly reports include information from each project's independent quality assurance consultant and TOC's assessment of the project status. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Heather Hafer, new Senior Management Analyst for the Office of Management and Finance, and also staff support for the Technology Oversight Committee. With me today are some familiar faces, Jeff Baer, Director of the Bureau of Technology Services, and two TOC members, Diana Garcia, appointed by Commissioner Fritz, and Victoria Trapp, recently appointed by Commissioner Saltzman. As you know, TOC is made up of 5 community members, each named by a City Council member. The other TOC members who are not with us here today are Ken Neubauer for Commissioner Fish, Jimmy Goddard for Commissioner Hugh Daly, and Wilf Pinfold for Mayor Wheeler. The TOC advises the Chief Administrative Officer, Tom Reinhart. We are here today to present information from the TOC's quarterly report to Mr. Reinhart for July through September 2018. This past quarter, TOC followed 2 different projects, Portland's Online Permitting System, or POPS, and the City Budget Office's software replacement project, Budget Formulation Management, or BFM. TOC also just started monitoring the Portland, Oregon website replacement project, as well as the integrated tax system project, and you'll be hearing more about those in our next update. We will be projecting the project's dashboards. These dashboards contain information from the project management staff, quality assurance contractors, and of course the TOC. Jeff, Diana, and Victoria will now provide the most current project updates and will answer any questions that you may have.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler. Good morning. And members of City Council. I'm Jeff Baer, the Director of Bureau of Technology Services, and I'm here to provide a few updates since the end of September and answer any questions you may have or concerns you may be hearing about related to these 2 projects. The first one we'll talk about is the Portland Online Permitting System, POPS, as it's known by. And although you see in the report the triple constraints, scope, schedule, and budget, there are numerous other activities behind each one of those different constraints. In fact, we are tracking 6 different work streams within each of these, with this project. They include the inspector app, the inspection scheduling, the Amanda 7 migration, the public permit portal, the contractor app, and the electronic plan review, which we went live in under a pilot program this past July. This past week, we received and achieved a major milestone in receiving a new release from the vendor, CSDC. That included a number of updates and fixes that we had identified as potential issues. And right now, our team has been conducting quality acceptance testing, and it's going very well. And we've actually gone through each of the different fixes that we identified, and there is no significant issues that we are facing at this point. Bureau of Development Services also held 2 open house events last week to highlight all of these different parts of the POPS program, really trying to socialize what is coming. We've got a phased-in deployment of these different applications that I mentioned earlier, and we had an extremely good turnout for those 2 events. And we're also scheduling an in-depth review with the members of the Technology Oversight Committee to really get them a deep dive into all the different aspects of the project. And overall, I would say that the project is going well. It's not without challenges. We have a huge lift in front of us with some training and some change management, but I would say that the project is going pretty well. And I'll turn it over to Diana and to Victoria.
I think just a call out we wanted to make from the TOC is we know this project has had challenges in the past. We have been very pleased with how both the city and the vendor have responded to those coming up. While things are not perfect, we would not expect them to be. This is probably one of the most complicated projects you have in-house right now. So we expect some ups and downs. We are, again, very pleased and very happy with the way both the city and the vendor have approached those and tried to make sure they are communicating and working together in that space. So while the status is yellow, we do see it as an upward trajectory as things getting better, as long as they continue to operate in the way that they are planning and the way things are going. As well, we are very pleased to hear that the release from last week went the way expected and that things just kind of prove out that we believe things are going to move forward in a positive way for the city, as long as we continue to partner and hold firm on what we believe to be right for the city.
Good morning. The update for the Budget Formulation Management Project, as Heather mentioned, also known as BFM, a little familiarity with this is that this is the replacement for the existing BRASS system that the city uses for budgeting software. It is a cloud-based program, and it will encompass combining many sources of data into one singular source of data. It will also integrate with the planning systems, SAP, and the city's budget office publishing software as well. What the group has done to date, why it's in green, is they've made significant progress on the report development, and the file structure for those is all established. They're also uploading the administrative parts, and that has been finalized. And the end-user training has also been scheduled and invites out for that, so they're progressing right along with the end-user impact there. Next milestones that we'll have, we'll continue to progress on the reporting development. As you can imagine, there are many reports that have to be converted over. And we're also going to be scheduling UPerform training, which is an online-based sort of training program as well. From the committee perspective, we're very pleased with where this is. We moved it into the green status because of the progress on the reports and development there. We don't have any concerns at this time that the project team and the support that they have also from the vendor will not continue forth in a green status.
And I would just add to those comments about BFM, which stands for Budget Formulation and Management. The Budget Office has done a really excellent job in terms of managing the implementation of this project. And this, since the prior report period, they've worked alongside with our team on the Enterprise Business Solutions to finish up those interfaces with the SAP application. And the project team is now working to complete a number of reports, simulations, and budget manual with rolling out early November, followed by training. So I would say that the project is going very well.
Yep. If anyone has any questions, we would be happy to entertain those.
Commissioner Saltzman.
I guess I'm curious how the electronic plan review pilot has been going since July, did you say?
Since July, yes. Yeah. We've got good feedback. We've got two large projects, just commercial projects that have gone through. We've put it in as a pilot just to learn and see how it's working well. And so far, we've gotten great reviews from the reviewers that have done through the plans examination. So it's shortened their timeline significantly. So we're slowly going to open that up to roll it out to further commercial developments and to residential eventually.
Okay.
I think that's also a good example of the way that POPS is approaching the work and finding those ways they can get things out quickly to the city to help improve not just the lives of your city employees, but also to those who have to use the systems. It's a good example of a way to gradually roll that out and find that benefit and then continue that for the city.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to adopt the report.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Commissioner Fish, did you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Very good. Please call the roll, Carla.
Fritz.
Well, thank you very, very much for your service. I am so glad that there are people who know so much more about this than I do who are looking over it and giving us your expert advice. We really, really value your assistance and guidance, and thanks to staff also for being willing to support you and give you information in an open and transparent manner. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you, Diana and Victoria, for your service and for the other members as well. And it's a good report. So thanks a lot. Aye.
Wheeler?
I appreciate your service. Thank you. I vote aye. The report's adopted. Thanks again. We'll see you.